Hello and welcome to episode 81 of the Veg Grower Podcast. This week's title is Growing Onions. Today's date is the 12th of September 2016. Today I'm going to discuss a few recent updates, and then I want to discuss about how I grow onions, as I mentioned last week. I'm going to start recording podcasts on how I grow certain vegetables in order to add more content to the shows. Firstly, you may have noticed in recent podcasts, and in particular this week's episode, a difference in sound quality. I'm experimenting in order to improve the quality of the show, so this week I'm really hoping sounds good to you. Let me know what you think. So down the allotment, I've been down there and done a bit of weeding during the week. I managed to get a supply of wood chip from my normal supply. This is where I also get manure from, but I've noticed that they are now charging for it, so I may find a supply nearer home. Anyway, the allotment. On Sunday morning, I've done most of my work. I've started sifting and sieving through the compost from the first bin and putting the uncomposted material back into bin two. This will rot down further. The compost then has been spread around more trees and bushes, ready, giving them nutrients, etc., to grow well. And I haven't completely emptied bin one, but I cleared enough and will do a little bit each week. After this, I then emptied a couple of bags of potatoes. These are the Home Guard potatoes and performed as well as the other bags. So, okay. The manure from these was then placed into the compost bin too. After this, I turned my attention to the tomatoes, as it was clear that blight had got worse here. So again, I cut away the infected material, which has reduced the plants quite a bit, but hopefully will still produce. There was two plants that was completely unaffected. One of these plants was Crimson Crush variety, the blight-resistant variety. So I'm not surprised with this. However, it does prove that these plants are resistant. The surprising thing was the other tomato plant. That's unaffected. This is a moneymaker variety, which is the same variety as all of the other plants that was affected. I'm going to be monitoring this closely and might try and save some seed if this is resistant, but we shall see. After this, I harvested some raspberries. The autumn raspberries are coming into season now and are very, very tasty, and plenty of them. I also harvested a few more beans and a few carrots. I've also harvested an apple from the apple tree, but it's not the one, but it means the rest will soon be ready too. Okay, now at home. Well, the greenhouse, the tomato plants in there were all infested with blight, so I cut them away and pulled them up. I harvested what I could and got a few decent tomatoes, but lots of green tomatoes, which I've turned into green tomato chutney, which is very tasty. I shall put this recipe up on the blog in a few days, so if you want to use up green tomatoes, then keep an eye out for that. So now the greenhouse is clear of tomatoes. I can actually see what's going on in there. And the chilli plants are growing well, as are the sweet potato plants. The cucumber is still growing, but looking a bit little worse for wear. But I gave these all a good water and feed, and we shall see what happens with them, really. Outside, the tomatoes are growing well, absolutely fine. Not a sign of blight at all. These, again, are the Crimson Crush, so I have to say, so far, they are winning on the blight front. I've had a few tomatoes from these plants too. I've noticed the outdoor cucumber plant has a cucumber growing on it, intact. I would say it's ready, so shall be picking that shortly. The chard planted last week appears to be growing happily too, and hopefully will soon pot on plenty of growth. The recent rain has probably helped here, to be fair. After this, everything's growing well and I'm getting plenty of blueberries and eggs from my garden, so really cannot complain. So growing onions, the main subject for today. Now when it comes to growing onions, you can start with two things, seeds or sets. Sets are basically immature bulbs just waiting to be planted so they can grow. However, seeds are cheaper for a packet and you get many, many more seeds for the money. However, seeds are only good for a year, so any older seeds may not germinate. I tend to grow from sets for these, but I have done seeds before and may well again. Seeds can be sown during August for overwintered onions and planted out end of September to November. These seedlings are basically sets at this stage, of which also coincides with sets being planted out end of September to November too. For main crop onions, sowing on seeds is traditionally done December to January. This is in particular applies to giant onions, which are traditionally grown in sown in January. These are grown indoors, generally summer warm and light in seed sowing compost, and then continue to pot on. Alternatively, directly sow seeds in the soil where they are to grow in March. Seedlings or sets can be planted out in March or April, ideally the end of April. I like to plant in a rich soil with plenty of moisture but free draining so the onions don't rot. A general purpose feed is applied every now and then to keep the plants happy. Generally, I don't get many problems with onions. The main problem that I do get is bolting when a plant tries to flower. When this happens, I cut off the flower spike. This generally happens due to stress, most likely caused by lack of watering. Other problems include mildew, a fungal disease that just needs to be cut off and don't store the infected onions. White rot is another problem of which you have to destroy the plant by burning, not on a compost heap, just get rid of it and grow the plants elsewhere next year. That's because obviously the white rot is quite... it spreads quite happily. Onions are ready when the leaves start to turn yellow and the stalks fall over. For overwintering, this could be the end of July, but overwintered onions can be used fresh from February to July when they reach a usable size. Main crop onions are generally ready in August to early September. Onions, once harvested, should be left to completely dry in the sun. I like to place them in my potting shed where they can dry quite happily before being strung or stored in bags. Onions are very easy to grow and there are plants of many varieties to grow. I like to grow Senshi, a Japanese variety that grows happily over winter. I also like to grow Electric, a red variety. So there we go with onions, plenty to consider, and it's given me a few ideas for this next growing year. In fact, I think I'm going to try and grow giant onions for a change. So that's it for this week. Let me know what you think in the comments, and if you have anything to add, let me know. So till next time, bye bye for now.